Well, this is National Public Health Week, and we're going to talk about that this morning with the Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
A busy week?
It is kind of turning into a busy week. Funny how that always happens. You think you've got your schedule out, and then other things come up, which is great. That's the fun part of public health. Every day's a little different. You never know what you're walking into.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about public health. We wanted to kind of just do a general information piece since this is National Public Health Week. What is public health out there for? What is the main purpose? I know there are a lot of things that you do, but what's the main purpose of the organization?
Yeah, you know, public health, we're here for all ages and stages of life, and we tend to be kind of a gap filler a lot of the times for services or needs that people might not be able to find elsewhere, or maybe they can't access those services in a traditional format. So we serve as really a connector for a lot of people in the community. Within the entire county, there's public health in every single county in Iowa, and I think that's something that people don't always think about. Great services and great agencies all across Iowa, and I commend all of them for the work that they do. And like I said, you never know what each day will bring, but good organization to have it in your county.
Well, sometimes you have access to private services more so in large metropolitan areas. So does that make local public health departments like yours maybe a little bit more critical, more important in a rural county?
Yeah, it can. It certainly can. Access to services as we get more rural can be a challenge, you know, whether it's transportation issues or maybe you can't get to some of the specialists you might need. And I think that it's nice to have nowhere to call if there are gaps for services. And like you said, in a metropolitan area, it might be a little easier to access some of those services and needs people have.
You bet. Talk a little bit about the I guess the knowledge base locally. How much do people really know about public health?
You know,
and about the public health department?
If I was honest, I would like people to know more. But I think in anybody's profession, you'd always say you want people to know more. I find it interesting whenever we hold community classes or that sort of thing. Most people say, wow, this is a really nice building. We've never been here. Or they say, they walk through and they see some of the items we have for our different programs, and they say, my, what do you have all those for? What do you teach with that? And so it's fun. We enjoy that because it opens up dialogue, and we can say, well, actually, you know, we host this program, and we've trained this many people. So it's kind of a talking point. But I would say that we'd love to get our services out there more and for people to know. Maybe they don't themselves need to reach out, but I think you'll always know somebody that you can link to our care. And at some point in your life, whether you realize it or not, I think that you'll touch public health services in some way, shape, or form.
My own example, I did an interview with some folks with public health here recently about the Stop the Bleed program. I thought I'd stumbled into something new that you folks were working on, and I find out that, no, this is like the third or fourth different class we've done already this year. So it's amazing how many things, if you take the time to take a look and see how many services and opportunities are out there for folks.
Absolutely. And the Stop the Bleed program has been wildly successful in Cass County. We have trained over 600 people at this point within about a year, and that's just our public health agency training. I know there's some other individuals that are trained and have hosted trainings themselves in the community, so that's just my small staff that have trained that many. We've trained almost all of the school staff within our school districts, as well as different, you know, 4-H groups, community groups. We've held different classes at area libraries, et cetera. So that's definitely an example that, you know, I think it's really empowering to know that there's 600 individuals in our county that know how to stop life-threatening bleeding. There's more than that, but that's how many we've trained in the curriculum. You know, should they be a bystander on an accident or something along those lines, that they were touched by a public health program and that could potentially save a life.
Sure. And that's just one example of how you reach out to the community. And then what you do reaches out even further. You're building those tentacles out
there,
too.
Absolutely.
You do offer a lot of different local programs for adults.
We do. one program that we have going on currently, and we just talked with you not too long ago about that, was our A Matter of Balance mm-hmm. program. It's an evidence-based falls prevention program for older adults. It is an eight-week program. We meet for 2 hours each week. A lot of people think that sounds like a big time commitment, but by the end of the 8 weeks, nobody's wanting to leave, and they all linger a little longer, and they really develop friendships while learning about fall prevention and some things they can do to be proactive in their health. Another one that we've just started within the past year or two and has been very successful. And like I said, we have two classes going on right now, with a third on the list to be scheduled later this summer because it has been so popular as well.
How do you identify what programs you think would be worthy of pursuing here locally? Because I assume resources and funding is somewhat limited, too.
Absolutely. Funding is limited. We do have several state and grant funds, state and federal grant funding opportunities that we get to apply for on a yearly basis. Others, once you get the contract, you maybe have it for 2 to 5 years. And a lot of those are just general public health programs that we've had for a number of years. Every public health agency is a little different. With some of our programs, we serve just Cass County. With like the Care for Your program, for example, we actually cover 11 counties with that program. So that's something else that we're not just working locally, but sometimes my staff help regionally as well. So grant funding comes and goes, and over the years, we've had to change some of the programs offered because of grant funding, or maybe other programs have gone away due to lack of funds and that sort of thing as well. But, you know, where there's a need is where we want to go, and we talked about that when we came and talked with you about A Matter of Balances. That was really a population we weren't serving, and a long fall prevention course, a group setting like that, it wasn't happening. You know, we reached out to other entities and, you know, none of them were doing a program like that. And so we said, you know, we have this resource available. We can get trained through the Area Agency on Aging, and this is something we should be offering for our older residents of Cass County. So we kind of look at where our gaps are. Every 5 years we do a community health needs assessment. Mm-hmm. And where those gaps are spoken from our community, you know, they say, we want this, we don't have this. Maybe the stats show that we're weak in certain areas. That's where we tend to try and focus our efforts to try and make a healthier community.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about children's services, because you offer plenty of things for the youngsters, too.
We absolutely do. Parents as Teachers is one of our biggest programs for the young children. It's an in-home visitation program for prenatally until kids go into kindergarten. And all of that is helping children be ready for their education when the first day they walk into kindergarten. So we help them make sure they're meeting developmental milestones. We help the parents make sure they feel comfortable in whatever their parenting style may be, and help them find the support they might need as well as the car seat installations that we have two certified passenger safety technicians as well. And Victoria and Nancy do a wonderful job in that, and I think it's really we don't realize how fortunate we are to have two certified passenger safety technicians in the county. That's a free service we offer to anyone. Just make an appointment to have your car seat checked, and they will ensure that it's installed properly in your vehicle. And that's something not every county has, and we have individuals travel from other counties here to make sure that their car seat's installed correctly.
It's an important program.
It is, yeah.
Volunteers, are they a big part of what you do?
They absolutely are. Carol Schuler runs the volunteer program, and it's a public health grant we have, and a large part of her volunteers will give transportation rides to individuals. You know, maybe they just need to, they don't feel comfortable driving around town anymore. They need a ride to a doctor's appointment. She even has volunteers that will drive individuals to doctor's appointments in maybe Omaha or Des Moines, even to Mayo Clinic before. And that's a really nice service to have. If you are referred on to a specialist or need to seek health care elsewhere for some reason, it's nice to know that you don't have to worry about navigating the big scary city roads. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, or it's not safe for you to do so. So just a great program to have. And again, we're so fortunate to have that program in Cass County. Every year I have a county reach out and say, how do you provide transportation to people? What's that look like? How did you find such a great group of volunteers to do that? Because that's not something that you find in every county.
Having opportunity with services like mm-hmm. that doesn't do you much good if they're not accessible to folks. So it's just another way to reach out. With regard to the public health system here locally, if folks have questions or thoughts at all, are they always welcome to call?
Absolutely. You can call. Our office number is 243-7546. And then from that, you can list to you'll get a phone list, whether you want the Parents as Teachers program or you want to talk to somebody about a matter of balance. Maybe you want to talk to our family planning and maternal health nurse or for the care for yourself coordinator. You can determine from that calling list who you want to be directed to. We're also a very small office, so if you hit the wrong number, we'll get you to the right person and we can probably answer the question you had anyway. Just a good way to know your resources that you have available. Even if you just call and want to be directed somewhere else, we probably know where to send you from our community collaborations with others as well.
I think I know the answer to this question already, but should local public health, should that be a top of the mind resource for people?
Absolutely. We are a connector in so many ways that people don't even realize. Like I said, maybe you don't need the services, but maybe somebody in your family or a friend does. And it doesn't hurt to call. If we don't know the answer, we're certainly going to try and refer you on to the person who does. We might go and dig ourselves and find the answer and then give you a call back as well.
Sure. Lots of opportunity there. So take advantage of your local public health department and think about some of those during National Public Health Week. Beth, thanks for coming by. Yep. Appreciate it. Thanks for all that you and your staff do.
Yep. Thanks for having me.